Welcome to Dead White Guys. I'm your host, Jason Rennie. Thanks for tuning in to episode 27 of Dead White Guys. Sorry this one's been late. I've been delayed with many problems in real life, Christmas, a root canal, a number of other things. Also, I'm looking at another change of format, which I'll discuss at the end of the show. Anyway, let's get on to the much belated reading from Aristotle on virtue. We must now, however, not only make this general statement, but also apply it to the individual facts. For among statements about conduct, those which are general apply more widely, but those which are particular are more genuine, since conduct has to do with individual cases, and our statement must harmonize with the facts in these cases. We may take these cases from our table with regard to feelings of fear and confidence. Courage is the mean. Of the people who exceed, he who exceeds in fearlessness has no name. Many of the states have no name. While the man who exceeds in confidence is rash, and he who exceeds in fear and falls short in confidence is a coward. With regard to pleasures and pains, not all of them, and not so much with regards to the pains, the mean is temperance. The excess, self-indulgence. Persons deficient with regards to the pleasures are not often found. Hence, such persons also have received no name. But let's call them insensible. With regard to giving and taking of money, the mean is liberality, and the excess and defect, prodigality and meanness. In these actions, people exceed and fall short in contrary ways. The prodigal excesses in spending and falls short in taking, while the mean man exceeds in taking and falls short in spending. At present, we are giving a mere outline or summary, and are satisfied with this. Later, these states will be more exactly determined. With regard to money, there are also other dispositions. A mean, magnificence. For the magnificent man differs from the liberal man. The former deals with large sums, the latter with small ones. An excess, tastelessness and vulgarity, and a deficiency, niggardliness. These differ from the states opposed to liberality, and the mode of difference will be stated later. With regard to honour and dishonour, the mean is proper pride, and the excess is known as a sort of empty vanity, and the deficiency is undue humility. And as we said, liberality was related to magnificence, differing from deficiency in undue humility. And as we said, liberality was related to magnificence, differing from it by dealing with small sums. So there is a state similarly related to proper pride being concerned with small honours, while that is concerned with great. For it is possible to desire honour as one ought, and more than one ought, and less, and the man who exceeds in his desire is called ambitious, the man who falls short, unambitious, while the intermediate person has no name. The dispositions are also nameless, except that that of the ambitious man is called ambition. Hence, the people who are at the extremes lay claim to the middle place, and we ourselves sometimes call the intermediate position ambitious, and sometimes unambitious, and sometimes praise the ambitious man, and sometimes the unambitious. The reason of our doing this will be stated in what follows. But now let us speak of the remaining states according to the method which has been indicated. With regard to anger, also there is an excess, a deficiency and a mean. Although they can be scarcely be said to have names, and yet since we call the intermediate person good-tempered, let us call the mean good temper. Of the person at the extremes, let the one who exceeds be called irascible, and his vice irascibility, and the man who falls short an inirascible sort of person, and the deficiency inirascibility. There are also three other means, which have a certain likeness to one another, but differ from one another, for they are all concerned with intercourse in words and actions, but differ in that one is concerned with truth in this sphere, the other two with pleasantness, and of this one kind is exhibited in giving amusement, the other in all the circumstances of life. We must therefore speak of these two, that we may the better see that in all things the mean is praiseworthy, and the extremes neither praiseworthy nor right, but worthy of blame. Now most of these states also have no names, but we must try, as in other regards, to invent names ourselves, so that we may be clear and easy to follow. With regards to truth, then, the intermediate is a truthful sort of person, and the mean may be called truthfulness, while the pretense which exaggerates is boastfulness, and the person characterized by it a boaster, and that which understates is mock modesty, and the person characterized by it mock modest. With regard to pleasantness, in the giving of amusement, the intermediate person is ready-witted and the disposition ready-wit. The excess is buffoonery, and the person is characterized by it of buffoon, while the man who falls short is a sort of boar, and his state is boorishness. With regard to the remaining kind of pleasantness, that which is exhibited in life in general, the man who is pleasant in the right way is friendly, and the mean is friendliness, while the man who exceeds is an obsequious person, if he has no end in view, a flatterer, if he is aiming at his own advantage, and the man who falls short, and is unpleasant in all circumstances, is quarrelsome and a surly sort of person. There are also means in the passions, and concerned with the passions, since shame is not a virtue, and yet praise is extended to the modest man. For even in these matters, one man is said to be intermediate, and the other to exceed. As for instance, the bashful man, who is ashamed of everything, while he who falls short, or is not ashamed of anything at all, is shameless, and the intermediate person is modest. Righteous indignation is a mean between envy and spite, and these states are concerned with the pain and pleasure that are felt at the fortunes of our neighbours. The man who is characterized by righteous indignation is pained at undeserved good fortune. The envious man, going beyond him, is pained at all good fortune, and the spiteful man falls so far short of being pained that he even rejoices. But these states there will be an opportunity of describing elsewhere. With regards to justice, since it is not one simple meaning, we shall, after describing the other states, distinguish its two kinds and say how each of them is a mean, and similarly, we shall treat also of the rational virtues. Well, thanks for tuning into this episode of Dead White Guys. As I said at the outset, there's a few things I wanted to make mention of. I'm actually thinking of stopping doing Dead White Guys for the time being, because I've been looking at the LibriVox project, and I thought it might be more valuable to contribute the time I spend here to contributing works over there of a similar bent to the type I've been reading over here. Please let me know what you think. Send an email, deadwhiteguys@gmail.com. I was thinking, as I do the recordings for the LibriVox project, that I could just continue to release them in this podcast channel. Would people out there be happy with that? Please let me know. If you really like the show and want me to continue, then I certainly can. Or if you'd be happy to get the LibriVox recordings in the podcast stream as well, then that would be fine too. Please send me some feedback and let me know. Anyway, as usual, this is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and it's copyright Jason Rennie 2005. Thanks for listening, everyone.